Hi, my name's Derek and I'm an advisor on Contact's free helpline. This podcast is about getting direct payments to buy social care for a disabled child. It specifically looks at the rules in England, but very similar rules also apply in the rest of the UK. Now, direct payments aren't a state benefit like DLE that you can spend on whatever you choose. Instead, a direct payment is an amount of money that you get from social services and which must be spent on buying care or support for your child that has been agreed in a social care assessment. Some parents think that if their child's care assessment results in them being refused services, they can ask for direct payments instead. But I'm afraid this simply isn't the case. If your child has been assessed as not qualifying for services, they can't get a direct payment. However, if your child's assessment results in social services agreeing that your child qualifies for support, you can choose to receive direct payments to buy this yourself rather than having social services organise it for you. So the idea is that by using direct payments, you should have more flexibility and control over how your child's needs are met, who provides that care, and when this happens. The amount of direct payments you get will be dictated by your child's assessment. It depends on the type of needs social services have agreed to meet and how many hours support has been agreed. So for example, if a child's assessed as needing 10 hours a week care that would cost £20 an hour to provide, your direct payment should be around £200 a week. If your disabled child's aged 18 or over and gets benefits such as universal credit in their own right, they may be asked to make a financial contribution towards the costs of their direct payments budget. However, most local authorities don't ask for any contribution where a disabled child is under 18. Once direct payments have been agreed with your local authority, you'll have to decide how to best use them. One option is simply to approach a provider such as a care agency or voluntary organisation and buy the service from them. However, if you prefer, you might want to try and recruit someone yourself to provide a service to your child. This is known as employing a personal assistant. This can be done by someone who already knows your child, including a close relative who lives elsewhere. You can't normally employ a close relative who lives in the same household as your child, unless social services agree that this is necessary in order to meet your child's needs. If you do decide to employ someone yourself, you're going to have all the normal responsibilities that an employer has for their workers. This is the case even if the person you employ is a family member. And this includes dealing with tax, national insurance, health and safety, and pension issues. Because of this, using direct payments might involve more work and responsibility for you. But it's worth remembering that every council funds a service in their area to provide specialist support and advice to families who are using direct payments. And while you have the option of choosing direct payments, these can't be forced upon you, so if you find using direct payments to be too much, you can ask social services to organise part or all of your child's care package instead. No matter how you decide to use your direct payments, you must spend the money on meeting the needs identified in your child's care plan. Each child's plan is different, but common examples are things like help with your child's personal care, help in getting your child involved in leisure activities, or a sitting service to look after your child while you're out. If you spend the direct payments on other needs that have not been agreed by social services, you're likely to be asked to repay the money. So make sure you keep social services informed if you're thinking of making any major changes in how you use your direct payments. Social services should keep in contact with you to check that direct payments are working well. And while you can build up a small amount of money to cover emergencies, if a very large sum builds up in your direct payment account because you haven't been able to buy any care for your child, your direct payments are likely to have to stop and be replaced by support from social services, at least on a temporary basis. If you're assessed as needing services in your own right as a carer, you also have the right to choose direct payments to buy these carer services rather than have them organised by the local authority. The amount of your direct payment as a carer and what you can spend it on will be determined by your carer's assessment. For more information on direct payments and other social care issues, call Contact's free helpline or see our website at contact.org.uk. Thanks a lot for listening.